They're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter and her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Here we go.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Come and stem their rose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
This last hour is going to be a little mistimed. My apologies. Things got away from us earlier.
We got cooking on a lot of good stuff.
I blame Gladys.
Did you enjoy the 20 minutes with Gladys and 30 minutes with the lady that hates fags? Well,
some people just have to be talked to.
Yeah, and yeah. Now we're up on the clock, so let's get right to Buzz Girdley. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you anyway?
I'm okay, but
I
don't know.
Thank you, Buzz. We got to take a quick break right now.
We'll be right back. Now, listen, it's not enough that you have to pay so much more for gas. Now you're paying much more for groceries. The prices on staples like bread, eggs, and milk have gone up dramatically for the first time in nearly 20 years.
Thank you!
Milk is 26% more expensive than it was this time last year. Eggs are up 40%. Vegetables up
20%. Should be easier for us to diet as a nation, then.
That's not a bad idea. It all goes back to gas prices, of course. It takes fuel to get the food to the store. Experts say rising food prices can have a ripple effect because they have such an impact on consumer confidence. Now, biodiesel fuels like ethanol also get some of the blame because those fuels are made from corn. That's driven up the demand for and the price of corn, which feeds the cows that make the milk that burns the fuel on its way to the store.
Could we burn the corn for fuel that we use a second time?
I don't know.
You know
you're
what I'm talking about.
You're only thinking that because
yeah,
you always
I know
see,
what you're saying.
You see corn the second
you
time.
You see corn, and I would think sure. if you paid somebody to
in a way, yes, because they're looking at ways to use waste. No, you'd use the whole thing, the corn and whatever it comes in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I must tell you, I think this whenever I have corn on the cob.
Yes.
My ma, screw her, I was going to say God bless her, but screw her, but just generally speaking, my
mom. Your mom.
Always said, chew 30 times.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the rule. I got to think when I ate a corn cob, like 50% of those babies are getting through just swallowed.
Yeah.
There's no chewing involved in each kernel of corn.
You can't.
You were really told to chew 30 times?
32. Yes, sir.
A lot of parents said 32.
My mom said, swallow like a pelican.
No comment.
Wow. Jamal, yeah, okay, all right. I realize. Okay. I didn't even see I was going down that road.
Am I right?
Damn right.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Will New York
that
Governor
was almost a boner.
But I pulled a boner.
I just did.
Almost.
Will New York Governor Eliot Spitzer pull out of his job? Yeah, and probably soon. If he doesn't by tomorrow, the Republicans who lost the governor's seat to Spitzer say they will impeach his ass.
I get jokes. You said pull out. Hold on. Here's Ann Curry. If this is not the most ridiculous 16 seconds of tape.
Good.
From this morning on the Today Show. Who categorizes this as a sad time?
Oh, no, not again.
Yeah, here she is.
Also this morning, you know, obviously all morning we've been talking about this very sad news regarding the governor of New York State. Well, you just had a segment talking about why.
I wouldn't classify it as sad.
No, she screwed up. It's not sad, Ann. Sad as a fire where innocent people are killed, okay?
He's a guy that was paying for some woman to play with his genitals.
Interesting would be how you categorize
President Bush called it sad today also.
Oh, did he really?
Sad situation, he said.
Right,
I think they're talking about the wife and kids in this circumstance.
Sad,
anyway.
Sad.
She likes sad, though. That's her favorite emotion.
It is. I know. She focuses on that. The governor, meanwhile, has hired a very powerful law firm. So I don't know how quietly he'll go into that good night. Just 4 years ago, Client 9 helped prosecute an escort service in a case where 18 people were arrested on prostitution charges. And by the way, it's come out today. Members, workers in New York's sex industry are coming forward to say, this man's been a long-time good customer of theirs.
Stand up for him.
As much as 10 years, and word today is he may have seen this one particular woman, Kristen. This may have been his seventh visit with her.
She must have been good. Here he is from 2006. Ah. Ironic, don't you think?
Never talk when you can nod, never nod when you can wink, and never write an email because it's death. You're giving the prosecutors all the evidence we need.
Wow.
And never book your hooker online.
Oh, in a related story, a female dwarf from Brooklyn.
Now I'm turned on.
Has been arrested on pimping charges. 26-year-old Jackie Green.
Was she in bed with Obama?
No. See, that's how rumors get started. Now, Jackie Green.
Was she in bed with Obama while he was wearing his African clothes or whatever that picture is?
At just under 4 feet tall, she's busted for pimping out a 15-year-old runaway girl. Jackie is now in jail, which I would pay to see.
Or you know what her sex name is?
What?
Sprout.
Now, Barack Obama. He says he's no number two.
Barack Obama!
Hillary Clinton has publicly offered Barack the opportunity to be her running mate. Quoting Obama, I don't know how someone in second place can offer the vice presidency to someone in first place.
I had someone desperate who's just throwing all of her chips in the middle right now.
Yeah, all her ankles.
Obama made it very clear yesterday he's not interested in the vice presidency. Quoting him, I'm not running for vice president. I'm running to be president.
You know, the smartest thing that cat said was yesterday, he said, hold on. On one hand, she says, I'm not qualified to be president.
Right.
But on the other hand, you know, if she takes a bullet to the head, well, suddenly I'm qualified.
Yeah, and everybody in the Clinton camp at that point went, oh, no. Oh, we screwed up.
What have we said?
You know, really, it's kind of who's going to screw up this week. Mm-hmm. That's the way the campaign's going.
Oh, and from this point forward, that's how it'll be.
Right.
A Republican congressman from Iowa, meanwhile, is refusing to back down from saying that a win for Obama is a win for terrorists. Congressman Steve King likes to point out Obama's middle name. Quoting him,
it's Hussein, Buzz.
Uh-huh, I know, I've heard. Quoting
what
this
not?
Guy.
It's Hussein, Buzz.
That's his middle name.
He says, King
click,
says,
click, click, Hussein.
Hussein.
Congressman King says it matters because the terrorists read a meaning into that. King is the same guy who called Abu Ghraib a hazing and said that thanks to our Iraq policy, his family would be safer there than in Washington, D.C.
Like his right. books, though.
When we continue.
What are his books?
Steve King.
Steve King.
Oh, yeah.
Not a bad novelist.
I forgot you know him and you refer to him, you know, Steve.
Yeah, I'm reading Dumas Key right now like a retard.
Little Stevie King.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They will scare you straight. The Don and Mike Show.
Al Sharpton, what do you think of the show?
That bitch!
No! Al Sharpton.
I brandish from dynamite.
That's John McCain.
Al Sharpton.
If it wasn't so close to arrogance, it would almost be humorous.
I pulled a boner there.
But I pulled a boner.
Hold on. Played the wrong tape.
What glorious goo.
Right.
That's a boner.
I'm responsible for Ada Lincoln.
Well, hello there, Buzz Girdley.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Here we go. One theory about yesterday's bogus Beatles iTunes story is that it was planted at a newspaper by lawyers for Heather Mills. The motive would be leading the judge to think McCartney has even more money for a divorce settlement. The London Daily Mail ran with the story, followed by Yahoo News.
So the Beatles songs will not be?
Not be, and then followed by me. No, that story turned out to be false, and I'm here to tell you that today.
Like I said yesterday, still I don't care either way.
Right. There is no
Rob
deal.
Rob Spiewak writes he is hopping mad.
Yeah. Just so you'll know. No deal. In fact, McCartney doesn't even control the
Get
Beatles.
Get hopping mad?
Mm-hmm. Hopping mad. She would be hopping mad.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, she's hopping mad.
That's right. McCartney doesn't even control the Beatles music. EMI does, so there is no deal. There'll be no Beatles songs on iTunes, at least not in the immediate days to come. See you at LimeWire.
But the Idol thing is true,
what
right?
What about American Idol, right. Buzz?
Absolutely.
They're
going to
be
still,
on American
they're
Idol.
They're still going ahead with it. That deal is done.
And incidentally, can I just say one thing about
sure.
American Idol? And
yeah.
I'm looking at this picture in USA Today mm-hmm. of the whole cast, the final 12, the 12 finalists that are there.
Right.
Keep your eyes on the rock and roll girl. Mm. This is just a theory I have. Mm. She ain't right. There's something wrong with her,
I
think she's going to, you know, you're looking for that potential meltdown.
No, you know what? I disagree. I think that of all of them, she is the one that reminds me most why I watched the show. I think she's just nervous as hell.
Really? You think it's nerves?
They say to her all the time, smile. You should be having a good time. And she's up there like, dude, I'm just here to sing. And blow my annoying smoke breath in your mouth.
This might sound outlandish, but I think she's going to shoot somebody.
Wow.
You are outrageous, not outlandish.
Look at the picture. Just take a look at her. They're all smiling.
I know.
They're all smiling. The other side. They're all smiling. Happy,
except
happy.
Her.
And she's got that crooked, I've had a stroke face.
That's right.
She was in an accident,
but she looked fine after the accident, Rob.
It's like kissing an ashtray.
Hi, baby.
I believe that she has the least stage presence
right.
of any of them. She's a true amateur, and I think that's what you're seeing.
I think she's unstable.
I think the one that's going to crack is the Stepford one that's left.
Really?
Yeah. The one that Cal wanted to get rid of last week.
Okay.
The robotic one, the blonde one.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about. She's the country girl, right?
Right.
The, okay. All right. Maybe her.
She may be the one that's like, oh, my God, this is happening to me. And then why is it that my dream for American Idol would be that last scene in the movie Carrie?
Oh, yeah.
Love to see that.
Now I'm watching.
When the girl gets kicked off
right.
from up above, all this cow blood or whatever it was comes mm-hmm. pouring down on her.
Well, it would have to be the other contestants pouring cow blood on her, and then all of a sudden Simon Cowell gets chopped clean in half.
Now Buzz is watching.
That's right. What you're about to hear now will help you understand why the writers went on strike and why the actors might. CBS is now charging more for advertising on its website than it charges on its TV network.
That's right.
CBS is now getting $20 for every 1,000 viewers on its website, which now features replays of CBS shows, including classics.
I still won't vote to strike.
Good for you, Mike, SAG member. Sure, there aren't as many people watching TV.
I will.
Well, of course.
Cancel each other out.
You know why?
Why?
Because, Mike, I care about our craft.
You always have.
I think about, man, when you and I got our chops mm-hmm. on B5, as I like calling Babylon 5.
Yes.
KOQ.
Oh, yeah.
Man, good times.
Yeah, but when we were doing
Sunnier Days.
BCJ. I tell you, that's when I thought that really actors overreact to things.
That's BCJ.
Briscoe County Jr.
That's right.
Not like KOQ.
What's that? KOQ.
By the way, you guys are on IMDb. I didn't know that, but I discovered you this week. So congratulations.
Right, because we have SAG cards there.
You're actors.
Right on.
You can see all of the CBS programming at gold.com.
Well, granted, there are not as many people watching.
Just go to billycrystal.com. Go to yankees.com.
Yankees.com.
Yankees.
Not as many people watch TV online as on TV, but the website's commercial inventory is sold out. And this will change in our lifetimes. More people will start watching TV online. And CBS has its eye on the future and the bottom line.
Sure.
Hold on. Thank you.
This, by the way, was the new media money the writers and actors want and deserve a piece of. And we're not talking about pennies here, clearly. Mm-hmm. When we last left the silly battle over TV and radio censorship, some stations got fined, you'll recall, for running an NYPD Blue semi-nude scene at 9 p.m.
But I pulled a boner.
The FCC boundary for semi-nude scenes is 10 p.m. The stations on the East and West Coast were not fined. Stations in the Central and Mountain time zones were. So now, some TV producers are shooting two versions of certain scenes, one for the 10 p.m. coastal feeds and one for the Mountain and Central feeds.
That's stupid. S-T-O-O-P-I-D. Stupid.
And they didn't take my defense on it where I said, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Cable shows are shooting two versions of scenes for their early and late showings. For example, the AMC show Breaking Bad has a woman in a bra before 10, the same woman topless in that same episode after 10.
Now I say do that with regular shows, though.
Yeah.
Like the New Adventures of Old Christine.
Oh, yes, please.
When it's on like at 9 o'clock, just have it be the regular dumb show I don't watch. But if they're naked, like at 11:30.
Now you're watching.
I'm watching.
That's you know what I forgot to tell you, Buzz? Did you see the picture on the internet of Patty Heaton?
Oh, I did.
Without a belly button?
I missed it.
She's had the tummy tuck stuff done.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a belly button.
Yeah.
It was great.
She's an alien.
She's got a two-piece. She's with a bikini, and she doesn't have a belly button.
We always thought that.
Where's the goo come out, then?
I'm not sure.
I mean, where's all your belly button goo then?
You don't have any.
You recycle it.
Yeah.
She eats it.
No.
She eats it.
Producers are walking the line between our relentless censors and what people want. More people watch Dirty Sexy Money, for example, than watch Kid Nation. It's what America craves. The TV commercials show that one way a girl might react to a guy wearing Axe body spray, but there's another way she might react.
I like rape.
And we'll talk about that when we return.
If that's the case, get me that spray.
Poo-tinky.
I like rape.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's get right to it here.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Let's go to Buzz Spitzer.
Broadcasting from a zone of fecality. Don and Mike.
Excuse me. Elliot Elston.
I don't pay. Thank you. I thought of Mike.
I know. You tell us that all the time. I never paid for it.
We'll get to this story that I billboarded before we went to break, but I got a late-breaking item here I think you'll be interested in.
Oh, really?
First of all, to me, the big news is, did you know Marianne from Gilligan's Island is 69 years old now?
Wow. I saw her picture on TMZ today. It was one of those click on to see how bad she looks now.
Well, she's in the news. Her picture's up again for another reason now. She was busted in Idaho. As she was leaving her surprise birthday party, police found and smelled marijuana in the car.
The skipper and Mary Jane.
Will you have?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Mm-hmm. She says that the smell of marijuana probably left behind by the three hitchhikers she just dropped off.
Yeah, the professor, the skipper, and Mr. Howell.
And she says the car was swerving because she was trying to find the heater controls. It's a new car, and she hadn't familiarized herself with it yet.
Uh-huh.
I'm buying it.
That's the latest on Marianne.
Not.
Marianne.
You know she built a bong out of coconuts?
Are you a pothead, Marianne?
You do what you can with what you have to work with.
I have nipples, Marianne. Can you milk me?
Oh, ginger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's probably 69 also.
Yeah, you bet she is.
69, Buzz. Toucan chew.
As I said, the TV commercials have painted one picture for us of how women might react to your wearing Axe body spray or whatever that other brand is, but there's another reaction we're not seeing on TV. Girls and others in the vicinity are getting physically ill from the stuff.
Well,
asthma flare-ups mostly. Teenaged boys tend to bathe in it. For some, it's the only bath they've had lately.
It's so gross.
A Minnesota lawmaker is proposing a crackdown on scents in schools.
Put his face in the guy's crotch.
Where nurses...
and snarl slightly.
Where nurses are seeing more asthma attacks. There are scent-free bills in two other states as well.
I wish more men would pay attention. What I'm doing, wear women's deodorant.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. I just got to tell you, that Axe, not bad in a pinch.
Do you wear it?
If I'm not bathing?
I thought you were an Old Spice Red guy, Red Zone guy.
Well, in a pick, it's there.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I like the Tony's. I like me the number 20 body spray.
I didn't know that.
I buy all my Old Spice products because Tony Stewart does these.
Yeah.
Sure, I have Axe. I have Axe.
In the back room?
Yeah, Joe lives on that stuff.
When he farts.
I've got Axe body spray and the Old Spice stuff because, like, on a weekend,
right?
If someone comes over and I've not mm-hmm. bathed yet, mm-hmm. Come on, it's perfect.
I still use Cotton Breeze from Ban.
Yeah. Oh, and I found out the thing about the tires, speaking of Tony Stewart.
Yeah, what's their deal?
Wait. Dig this. All those guys that drive those cars, Goodyear gives them, everybody, all the drivers, the same tires, mm-hmm. but they give them different tires based on different racetracks.
Okay.
So everybody, that's what Tony Stewart was bitching about.
Okay.
Everybody got the same crappy tires.
Not made for the racetrack.
For that race.
That he thought were not right for that racetrack.
Right,
I still don't follow that about NASCAR, that if you put millions of dollars into these cars, and you got guys driving Toyotas versus Dodges.
Right.
Why can't they pick their own tires? I mean, if they're all within the specifications,
right.
Why they all got to use one kind of tire?
I don't know.
Well, I think that speaks to having it close to everybody, where it's an even playing field.
Mm-hmm.
And they're thinking that if you were getting different brands of tires, you know, they could tweak it here and tweak it there. I mean, it's compounds, right? It's the type of rubber that it's almost like snow tires as opposed to regular tires. You got a different rubber compound that makes the tire run different.
All I know is there's two guys bitching about it, and I finally figured out why.
Right.
Because the guys that are bitching are the guys that finish second and third.
Yeah, and the guys that normally finish first, too. I mean, you got Dale Jr. and you got Tony Stewart that are complaining about it, and they're the guys, I guess, that win the most races.
Winning racers, sure. It takes a big man to leave a big carbon footprint. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's already had to...
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Already had to sell off his Hummer.
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting called out now for flying back and forth to work each day.
Hi.
See, Arnold continues to commute from Sacramento to Los Angeles.
Where's my Verly Bird?
Yeah, that's good to get the helicopter.
My Verly Bird.
No, no, no. Jet. Every day.
A jet from L.A. to Sacramento?
And back again every day. Why wouldn't he just live in Sacramento?
Because
he's smart.
You've already answered that question. Isolate that.
Because Sacramento is, to use Arnold's word, death.
I have changed my opinion of him.
Now,
hi. You're a goddamn genius.
Now he's saying he does this commuting not because Sacramento is death, but because he wants to be with his children who are growing up, and hey, they're back in Brentwood.
I'm going to donate to his campaign. What did he say Sacramento was?
Death. Yay.
The gossip website TMZ has set a new standard for checkbook journalism. TMZ paid $165,000 $1,000 to a witness in O.J. Simpson's robbery case to get that weird audio tape of the burglary. The tape and the money were made by memorabilia dealer Thomas Riccio, who's now written a book about the break-in to make even more money.
Is that the, I ask this all the time. Is that the guy we had on the show?
No, we have the other guy.
The other guy, okay.
The charming Mr. Riccio has done 8 years in prison for four different felonies, and he's also made $70,000 from a porn site for plugging that porn site on his various O.J.-related TV appearances. Mm-hmm. Swell guy. Tim Couch is tired of the Wild West spirit of the internet where anybody can say anything and nobody's accountable.
Tim Couch, the guy that used to play for the Cleveland Browns?
No, this is a state representative in Kentucky by the name of Tim Couch. Okay. I mean, I could be the same guy. I don't know.
Yeah, kind of similar to Steve King.
So, as a state representative in Kentucky, Tim Couch is trying to change this internet anonymity. He's proposed that anyone who contributes to a website be required to post their real name, their mailing address, and their email address.
Yeah.
Website operators who don't comply would be fined. Tim knows this will be hard to enforce, but he thinks it's worth a try to curb online bullying.
That was funny.
And harassment.
Yeah, good luck.
Was Moses high when he saw the burning bush?
High.
We'll examine that when we return.
Where's your motor now?
The Don and Mike Show.
Cut the jibba jabba.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They give love a bad name. Yeah. Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
An Israeli psychology professor by the name of Benny Shannon says he believes that Moses...
I'm Scott Shannon.
Moses may have been tripping when he saw that burning bush.
I'm Benny Shannon.
He was high. He says there are plants that grow in the desert there that can cause hallucinogenic effects. And the professor says that he's pretty sure this is the case since he's tried those plants himself.
Man, how come we didn't come with, goddamn. How many hours ago did we do the New York Yankees with Billy Crystal?
Way back, top of the show.
How could I have forgotten?
What?
Now pitching. Jesus Christ.
For the Carpenters.
Championship season.
Wow.
Finally, they're cracking down
on
drugs and the sex trade in Amsterdam, which for many was the charm of that European city. But in Amsterdam's equivalent of New York Central Park, almost anything goes. Couples, gay and straight, are legally allowed to get it on in the bushes of that park, so long as it's dark, no kids are nearby, and they don't leave condom wrappers or other litter behind.
That's clean, decent.
On that subject, you are not allowed.
That is so gross.
You cannot walk your dog in Vondel Park, day or night, without a leash. As I said, almost anything goes.
He's what you call anal, isn't he, man?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzzy.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Thank ye. See you tomorrow. We're late. We gotta go. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed.
I read that story. Did you know Moses' last name?
What?
Gold.
Moses Gold. Yeah.
Bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.